I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, August 5th. An assistant principal at Everett High School has been interviewed as a finalist for the Quincy School Superintendent's position. Dr. Omar Easy says that he was drawn to Quincy because of its diversity and multicultural environment and would work to diversify the staff to better reflect the student body. Easy also said he would work to improve communication with parents. Interim Quincy Superintendent Kevin Mulvey will be interviewed next Tuesday, and Jamal Mosley, Superintendent of Nashua Schools, next Thursday. The school committee will appoint a new superintendent next Friday. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch now says he wants to create a new performing arts center at the Messina parking lot on Hancock Street instead of over the MBTA tracks next to City Hall. Koch says cost estimates of $30 to $40 million to build the center over the tracks is much higher than expected. The city took the Messina lot by eminent domain last year for $6.8 million. Koch still wants to tear down the glass building of New City Hall and build a 15-story building at the site of the Monroe Building for city offices and a new home for Quincy College. There are 51 active cases of coronavirus in Quincy right now. That's down from Tuesday, but it's up from a low of 8 back on July 8th. The death toll in Quincy has remained unchanged for a week at 135, and there have been 1,200 recoveries. There have been 1,438 confirmed cases of the virus in Quincy since the outbreak began. The annual August Moon Festival in Quincy is going virtual this year due to the pandemic. Quincy Asian Resources says the event will be held on Sunday, August 16th from 11 to 12:30 on multiple platforms, including YouTube, Facebook, Zoom, and a live portion right here on Quincy Access Television. The event will feature live performances and speakers. It is one of the largest August Moon Festivals in the Northeast. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, August 5th.